Chapter 1. A Dreadful Row. Marry on Monday for health, Tuesday for wealth, Wednesday the best day of all, Thursday for crosses, Friday for losses, and Saturday for no luck at all. Folk rhyme.
December is a fortuitous time for a marriage, said the seamstress, speaking around her mouthful of pins with the ease of years of practice. As they say, when December snows fall fast, marry, and true love will last.
She placed a final pin in the gown and took a step back.
There. What do you think? It is modelled after one of Worth's own designs.
Tessa looked at her reflection in the pier glass in her bedroom. The dress was a deep gold silk, as was the custom for shadow hunters, who believed white to be the colour of mourning and would not marry in it, despite Queen Victoria herself having set the fashion for doing just that. Duchesse lace edged the tightly fitted bodice and dripped from the sleeves.
It's lovely.
Charlotte clapped her hands together and leaned forward. Her brown eyes shone with delight.
Tessa, the colour looks so fine on you.
Tessa turned and twisted in front of the mirror. The gold put some much-needed colour into her cheeks. The hourglass corset shaped and curved her everywhere it was supposed to, and the clockwork angel around her throat comforted her with its ticking. Below it dangled the jade pendant that Jem had given her. She had lengthened the chain so she could wear them both at once, not being willing to part with either.
You don't think, perhaps, that the lace is a trifle too much adornment? Not at all!
Charlotte sat back, one hand resting protectively unconsciously over her belly. She'd always been too slim, skinny, in truth, to really need a corset, and now that she was going to have a child, she had taken to wearing tea gowns in which she looked like a little bird.
It's your wedding day, Tessa. If there is ever an excuse for excessive adornment, it's that. Just imagine it.
Tessa had spent many nights doing just that. She was not yet sure where she and Jem would be married, for the council was still deliberating their situation. But when she imagined the wedding, it was always in a church with her being marched down the aisle, perhaps on Henry's arm, looking neither to the left or right, but straight ahead at her betrothed.